Trying to figure out our cattle markets is a head-scratcher. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Scott Varlick is with Coima, Coima & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. He continues to watch these up-and-down cattle markets.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, Keith. And it's been the whirlwind in the cattle futures trade. I mean, we're getting used to these, you know, wild daily ranges. So, you know, we've had two different weeks where we've had limit-down feeders, and only to fight its way back. So, you know, one note, yeah, you have limit down market, you know, those are usually real scary for all of us. And the fact that that couldn't even roll this market over does say something here.
We continue to see the cash market in that 240, 245 range, especially in the North Country, but we also need to keep an eye on the trends.
We're trying to pull all of these clouds away. These daily trades, you know, the ranges are keeping our nerves high. We need to just kind of pull some of that away and just kind of dive into what we're really looking at here. I mean, the trend is your friend. That's one of the number one rule in trading, and we've got a market that hasn't changed trend yet. I mean, it's still moving higher, and you talked about the cash market. We've literally been that 240, 245 range for 4 to 5 weeks now. So, I mean, it's laying steady. So the futures haven't needed to do all of this dancing. They have closed the gap on Southern cash. We got some 237 yesterday in Kansas. That helps it out.
And Scott pointed out we have some very tight supplies.
We still have tight numbers. Maybe our really positive closeouts, you know, the $900 a head profit, whatever it is. We know that those will go back in to try to buy some feeder calves and try to fill the pens, and they're going to spend it. They're going to make sure they have inventory around them. So supply being that leading factor, well, one of the leading factors, I guess, on this rally is a big thing to look at. So what could change that Mexican border?
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.